Quitting Tag. This is Dave and Duncan from Metal Epidemic, back for another album review.
Yvonne in Das Kino. Der Kino, not Das Kino, Der Kino.
It's terrible already. We're back for another album review. And for this review, we'll be checking out the new album from German metal artist Ghost Kid.
Yes.
Band's new album, Hollywood Suicide, released on March 22nd via Century Media Records. The biggest problem that art has nowadays is that it doesn't hurt anymore.
Ooh.
Says Ghost Kid vocalist and agent provocateur Sebastian Sushi Beisler. Especially here in Germany, people are so afraid to push boundaries, to make art that makes you think and feel. It's not surprising that with Ghost Kid's second album, Hollywood Suicide, Sushi and company have looked outside the confines of their native country to fuel their energised, hook-laden brand of new metal core. I don't know why I said that like that. New metal core.
I love it. And they're like, hey, listen, don't you apologise.
Okay. The results are as heartfelt as they are both musically ambitious and sonically seamless. Now, more than ever, Ghost Kid trade in a brand of goth new rock core that's sure to push the already high bar set by Ghost Kid's 2020 self-monikered pandemic sidelined Century Media debut. Hollywood Suicide is a perfect snapshot of an artist finding himself crawling from his own personal wreckage against a crumbling mythical Californian milieu. You could compare the album to the story of someone like Marilyn Monroe, so she explains. Why Hollywood Suicide is the first track. If you really want to make it, you have to give it a lot. You have to be willing to give up everything. It's kind of like suicide to the person that you've been when you become an artist. It's a journey, says the frontman. I've been able to be a lot more honest with myself as well. I come back to that special feeling, my original motivation when I was 15 playing guitar and wanting to be a rock star. This is my dream, but it can also be my nightmare. That's what Hollywood Suicide is really about. Hollywood Suicide was mixed and produced by Sky Van Hoff, engineered by Marco Baiati, and mastered by Jens Driesen. So, we both reviewed and quite enjoyed the previous Ghost Kid debut album.
Wasn't it the original one?
Yeah. Nuts to think that was almost 4 years ago.
I fucked that in the ass, by the way. Years ago.
But how does Hollywood Suicide stack up against the self-titled? Duncan, you, if I remember rightly, were maybe marginally higher on the debut than I was. I mean, slightly.
I mean, I what did I give it a 4?
I think you were a 4.5.
That'll make sense then. That's cool. That's cool.
I think there was a half point in it, as far as I remember. What did you think of this new album, Hollywood Suicide?
Like you, I'm struggling to get my head around the fact that it's that long ago. For context, and those that don't know, this is basically kind of fronted and is the project of one of the former founding members. Founding member?
Could have been. I don't know.
Main member, of what is now Electric Cowboy, formerly Eskimo Cowboy.
Yeah.
And at the time during that split, which came maybe just before Hyper, took over the world, there was a distinct kind of break in the brand where Electric Cowboy went very much down the kind of cheesy neon 80s sound.
Yeah.
And Sushi went down this very goth, much more kind of darker, but yet full of melody hooked rhythm, kind of, these calling it what, new metalcore. It was kind of, definitely had new metal elements in it, but it was like just fucking huge sounding, right? It was fully atmosphere and broody, but it had huge singing choruses, and that Ghost Kid release to me stood out because it still was catchy and was very memorable. The pandemic probably didn't help either, because they were a band that after a couple of months of rotation dropped off for me and I never went back to it. until we knew there was a new album coming out. And at that point, I was like, oh, Ghost Kid, went back and listened to it a few times through. Plus, having seen Electric Callboy live in the interim has spurred my... Mm. I was never a big fan of them on album, but after seeing them live, I've listened to a lot more of them live. So,
yeah.
Hollywood Suicide is a natural progression from the previous album. And that, in some ways, is a great thing, and in other ways, is a bad thing for me. Hmm. I will be honest and put my cards on the table. I do not enjoy this as much as I enjoyed the previous album.
Right? Right. Interesting. Okay.
And I think the reason behind that is I think a lot of the creativity from that previous release has fallen a bit by the wayside in favour of writing things that are more hooky, which in some respects should make it better. But he's now writing kind of goth metal pop songs in a genre where I have plenty of artists that write goth metal pop songs. I don't know how many artists were doing what he was doing in the previous album, which was at times weird, kind of almost spoken word rap, industrial elements, like kind of almost deathcore beatdowns and new metal riffs. I can't think of many bands that occupied that space. I know a lot of bands that occupy this space, and as a result, it instantly makes it less remarkable.
Mm.
So there's plus points and there's negative points, and we're going to get to them. I think where this album shines for me is the moments where it goes straight down a very linear narrative of delivering huge, massive grooves, massive choruses, and heavier moments.
Mm.
I think where this album falls over for me are the moments where it tries to experiment a little bit more with kind of more somber, quieter, or ballady moments, which come quite a lot in this album. So it's not one or two tracks. There's a fair few in here. And a great example of that is we come out of the opening title track, Hollywood Suicide, which is an absolute banger, total single track, delivers the sound. It's a kind of more conventional, more commercial version of what he was doing on the previous album. Totally works for me. And it instantly jumps into track two, which is Sex, right? Or S3X, being edgy. Jumps into that, and almost all the momentum that that first track has given you is instantly grounded. We are about to touch something with electric current here, but we're wearing rubber boots, so we're fine. It grounds it straight away, and it is the weirdest choice of a second song, because there's no oomph. There's nothing behind it to drive what comes out of that opening song. And then you jump into FSU, and it picks right back up. And I'm like, yes, right, we've got the groove again. We're right back into it. This sounds fucking huge. And then we go into Heavy Rain, which slows it down again. And instantly I'm four songs in and I'm confused as to why it start, stop. Valerie then kicks in. If this isn't a single, I don't know why it wouldn't be. It certainly sounds like it could be a future single. It's kind of like a more spoken wordy, kind of like what he was doing on the previous one, but I preferred the previous version, didn't have as much instrumentations. And then we jump into Black Cloud, and I'm like, right, by following the order, business is about to pick up. Black Cloud is a bit of a banger. Kind of like it. It delivers a bit of jump, bit of like screaming and all the rest. Once again, has the hooks. That's kind of cool. But then Ugly kicks in, and Ugly kind of brings back moody atmosphere. And it kind of feels like every time the album starts to make momentum, the following track removes it. Now, that's not to say that Ugly isn't a heavy song. It has a big groove riff, but tempo-wise, it just nulls it again. And I started to notice a pattern, and that pattern was that he's doing a lot more, and he's certainly expressing himself a lot more, and he's stretching his wings, or his devil wings. But there's a formula here. That formula is hit you with something hard and aggressive and then follow up with something that isn't. And that's the formula all the way through this, give or take the occasional track. Like Ugly, for example, on the Blood. Blood is a faster track, Ugly is a heavy track as well, but it's slow, fast, slow, fast, slow, fast. And that formula doesn't really work for me. I also think that his choruses on this one compared to the original Ghost Kid one, are a bit more conventional. Like, they're all very much of a same. Whereas on the previous one, I felt like every chorus was a hook in there and I could sing it back. Like, if you asked me to sing, I think, Start a War, I could probably sing that from Recall at the moment. It's a frustrating listen for me because I hear a lot of cool. I think the production on this one is stellar. I love it. It's very, very well put together. I think there's more going on here that's really interesting. There's a lot more synth work on this one. Murder, for example, which comes towards the end of the album, has really cool synth stuff. It also has a guest vocalist on it, but it's really well put together and structurally it works and hangs together very, very well. So there's a lot more techniques going on and there's a lot more atmosphere. But I actually feel like with adding all those elements in, one of the things that made Ghost Kid's debut album actually a bit of a fresh air intake for me was the fact that it kind of felt like the stripped back version of what we've got here. It's almost like there's too much going on. It's almost like there's too much overthought or overproduction or over, like, trying to make everything the fullest picture it could be, and as a result of that, it's kind of lost a little bit of its charm for me. Now, there's no doubt in my mind that this will sell loads. Like, this is something very easy to market to. I'm also going to stress that I don't think I'm the intended market for Ghost Kid. I'm a 42-year-old man, right? I think this plays much better to, and I don't mean this as a slight against the album or the band or whatnot, but I think this 18, 19-year-old kind of gothy kid, if I was 18 or 19, I was listening to this, I'd fucking love it. I'm a little bit beyond that now. And like I say, I can name innumerable Scandinavian bands now that do this, or American bands that do this. And as a result, there's just, it's lost something about its individuality and it's kind of become more of a scene. Whereas I really feel that the debut album was kind of carving out its own little pocket. I don't think it did anything particularly original, but it sounded very much like a full conceptual idea. So I don't think this one will do bad. I think this will probably sell more than the previous one. It gives him an opportunity to go out and tour, which I'm sure he's loving doing, because you know, the artist, you want to get out there and do it. It's not a bad album, but it's lost a bit of its charm and its hook for me. I don't like the flow of the album at all. I think the flow of the album is too start, stop, fast, slow, fast, slow. It has a pattern, and that pattern is very repetitive as it works its way through. So, yeah, it's not going to get the lowest grade I've given out this year, but I don't like this much as I liked the debut. So there you go.
Interesting.
I'm looking forward to you telling me why I'm wrong on so many levels, and this is where we flip our roles. But did you enjoy this one as much as the debut?
Well, Duncan, I am not an 18 or 19 year old goth kid.
You're not? Have I been catfished here?
I'm not. however, I think that this album has switched around in comparison to the last album.
Have we swapped places?
I think we have. Weirdly, this is weird because my initial listen to this, I listened through it once and I was like, I'm maybe not, I don't think that's quite as infectious as the self-titled album. And then I thought, you know what, I'm going to go back and listen to that self-titled album. I've been listening to that for a long time. And then I re-listened to the self-titled album just to see if that was the case. And weirdly, when I spun that album again, it kind of made me appreciate the new one more. I think this album and the previous album, for me, are very close in terms of quality. And there's definite comparisons you can make between the albums in that they are both very hook-driven. They both have a balance of those, like, the air-punching bangers, on this one, like FSU or Black Cloud or Blood, from the new album. And then there are a scattering of tracks that have that more kind of somber melodic side, like S3X or Sex, Heavy Rain or Valerie.
You said a dirty word.
Giving it a bit more of a melancholic side, but still having a hook in there as well. I think if you like the vibe of the first album, I think you'll probably appreciate a lot of what Ghost Kid has done on Hollywood Suicide. However, as the title of the album suggests, this one isn't all kind of sweetness and nice. The album is a touch more into the kind of gothy darkness, and that comes across in the vocal style, the lyrics, which are thematically covering darker topics in the last album, and also a bit of the background instrumentation through the use of synths and electronics. And I think that element, for me, I think suits him down to the ground. I think Ghost Kid already, you know, in general, had a whiff of the goth about him. But I think doubling down on it makes the kind of lighter, more emotional parts on the album shine more for me. I think if you take a track like Heavy Rain, for example, it has one of the biggest choruses on the album, but I think the synth work on that track is fucking awesome. And I think for me, it's those little additions and the synths and electronics that really caught my ear on that track. I think the placement is perfect. I think he slots it into the mix in a way that has a huge effect on the track, but never sounds like it's dominating or taking too much of the spotlight away from the hook of the track as well. I think those synths and electronics also act very well as a kind of glue on the album, and it almost pins the album together thematically. While all the tracks have, you know, something different going on, I think like potentially every track on here almost could be a single. Those kind of darkened elements are a very smart way of giving, for me, it gave the album a feeling of cohesion. I also love the fact that you could basically, for me, I could start this album at any point and enjoy it. I listened to the album a few times and then I started to kind of cherry pick tracks to kind of dissect them a little bit more. And like, regardless of where I hit play on the album, I felt like I had fun with it. It didn't feel like I have to listen to this from track one to understand or get this whole album. As I said, every track has a feeling of this could be a single. So they all land very well. Valerie is an interesting one because we mentioned the Marilyn Manson influence on the last album.
It's hard. This is what I mean. Like, when you start going into this water.
Yeah.
When you start bringing the goth rock into it, you're almost instantly going to be compared to Marilyn Manson.
Yes.
It's very difficult not to be.
Yeah, he definitely had it on the last album. I don't think we'd heard him go full Manson until now. But
never want to go full Manson.
Yeah. This track is very Marilyn Manson. And the vocal style, the kind of eerie synths. But you still get that kind of like Ghost Kid spin on it. It's a good like middle of the album kind of reset point. It's probably the only track that doesn't necessarily feel like a single to me, but I think that's on purpose. I feel like it is a bit of a breather, palate cleanser type track, and it's placed much better on this album. Whereas if you listen to the self-titled, he did a track called Cold World.
Yes.
And that track, similar type vibe, type idea, but came, for me, too late in the album.
It's very lately placed, yeah.
Yeah, this one feels a better kind of situation, better situated on the album. It also follows that up with Black Cloud, which is just like groove central. So yeah. It comes out of that kind of melancholic track and right into that, which is big riffs. There's like trap beats, heavy drums. Again, comes with a big anthem of a chorus that I could imagine. I was listening, I was thinking that's going to go down a storm in a live environment. I also really liked Murder featuring Inhuman, mm-hmm. which that track kind of opts for a bit more of an industrial vibe and the drums and the electronics.
Synth work on that one for me is exceptional.
It's cool. It's almost like a kind of like Author and Punisher type like mechanical groove to it in the verses. But then the chorus switches into something a bit more fluid, a bit more organic, and the vocals are again more kind of hook-laden in the chorus. The hook on that track isn't overly saccharine though, which I thought was good. It keeps the slightly darker. I thought that was quite a clever move, and it suited the tone of that track. The other track I really liked was the closing track, Helena, which feels kind of like, has a kind of like love lettery kind of feel about it. But musically, he's weaving in some really heavy 80s vibes in the synths. I heard a little bit of the Zetra on that last track. But the chorus is very well delivered as well. Not quite as like bombastic as some of the other choruses on the album, yep. But it's got like a nice feeling of like warmth and sincerity to it, and actually makes it stand out a bit more. Really good closing track, and different from the rest of the album, but still totally fits. Yeah, for me, this was another very solid release from Ghost Kids. He's given us an album that, for me, kind of satisfied my love of the first album, but kind of dialed in a little bit more on certain areas to make this album characteristically a little different. And as you said, the production is just as powerful as it was in the self-titled.
Is like fucking immaculate.
Guitar tone is hefty, and those drums are like just full of absolute weight. I think vocally he is again like very much on point. His vocal delivery and all the different ranges and textures he hits throughout the album is really impressive. I think lyrically this might be slightly better than the self-titled. I felt there was a little bit more intimate at times, and the hooks are for me were just as good. So this will be interesting. Scores for Ghost Kid's new album Hollywood Suicide, what are you thinking?
3.5 for me. I think to me it's lost something. That made it's probably because I've now heard Ghost Kids, so I now know what it's about. And to me, whilst this is a more refined version of it, and there's more going on and there's more technique and whatnot, I personally don't think it has a flow at all as an album. I'm distracted too much by the constant start stop delivery of it, whereas the previous album had a flow. All the way through it, I just liked the way it played with texture between the songs as opposed to tempo between the songs. Nothing I say is going to affect how well it sells. This will do great. There's an audience that are waiting like on bated breath for it. But for me, if I gave it a 4.5 for the debut, I think this is a one step down. So 3.5.
Nice. I gave the debut a 4. I'd stick with that. I think this is just as good as the debut. I really enjoyed the style that he went for. I liked the more kind of gothy vibe on this one. I didn't mind the flow of it either, from the kind of like the kind of punchy stuff into the kind of more kind of somber stuff. I agree with you. I think track 2 should have been bigger. I think it was too early for that track there. But afterwards, I didn't mind the kind of back and forth. Yeah, have a listen to it. See what you think. It comes out very soon, so you can check it out on all the streaming platforms. I'll put the links below to the band and the pre-order, all that sort of stuff, so you can check it out. Drops on March 22nd.
I mean, there's no disputing the dude's fucking talented. Right?
100%, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's the driving force behind this. So, yeah. And I like a world where someone that can come from the background he has and the band that he's come from and go like if they're taking like deathcore and making it the happiest, cheeriest thing you've ever fucking heard in your life, I can take that sensibility and make it the most doom laden, gloomy version of it. It's like two different sides of the same coin. The yin to the yang, Dave.
So Ghost Kid, Hollywood Suicide, out on March 22nd on Century Media Records. Check it out. That is the review. Thanks for checking it out. We'll be back with another review very soon. But until then, take care. Speak to you soon.
Bye, everyone.